You're listening to Destination Health with Kim Cockerham. The road to a better you starts today. You're putting your health first. You're making the commitment. You're taking the first step down the road to reach your goals. Join us for the ride along the audio road. Destination Health.
Everyone, welcome to your show, Destination Health. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham. I'm a member of the Let's Truck team. Thanks so much for being here today and joining together to say how important our health is to us. Becoming healthy is the best decision you will ever make. It is worth it. Please know you are worth it. When we talk health, we are talking the whole you. You know, you are so much more than just what you eat or, what you weigh, what you exercise. So, you know, we like to say, whether you're venturing down this road for the first time or if you've been at this thing called healthy living, we welcome you. So know that you're part of a community that, you know, we come together, we support each other, we learn from each other, we celebrate accomplishments and hold each other accountable, whatever you need. So let's get moving, okay? So remember, we're taking your questions, and today especially for this show, and I was thinking about this one, Kevin's going to be back with us next week, which is awesome. We'll get a lot of dialogue going and questions answered and so forth, but if you have a question, you have a story to share, press 1 and chat with Brittany. Brittany's working with me today, so I'm so excited. So when I was looking for, I love quotes. When I was looking for a quote about journey, and you know there are a ton of those are out there, okay, we hear them all the time. But one that really spoke to me was, stay patient and trust your journey. And I thought that was pretty cool because, first of all, I'm not the most patient person. A lot of us aren't. We want things to happen like right now, and especially when we are looking at health, especially if we're trying to lose weight and we're dealing with numbers. That one really spoke to me. Stay patient and trust your journey. So from the health side, and today, again, we're talking today about sharing your journey, sharing your story. What is your story? We all have a story of what has brought us to where we are today and a story about where we're wanting to go. So I just want you to, pop in and share it because it does inspire others to share what we're through and what we're going through. But anyways, from the health side, when I look at myself, and I have shared my journey with you from, when I was a chubby kindergartner to a chubby high schooler, chubby mom, wannabe athlete, to working hard, and I can, like I said, pinpoint that day when a switch went off me, started working, it was 2007, really focusing. Again, I have been up and down all my life, you guys. I have one of those that has done everything as far as, losing weight and programs, all that kind of stuff, but So, working hard to find my fitness, trying to see myself as an athlete, crossing that finish line at the Ironman, getting injured due to not being smart, defining that chubby again that always lurks and comes back at you, to regrouping and restarting and finding the community here and locally, back in Ohio when I lived there, I had a great community, and just knowing that we're all on this path together. Now, I'm just in the health side of it. And at the beginning of the show, I say, we aren't just talking, we're talking the whole person. So when we're talking the journey, think about that too. Past 2 years, we have also got our financial journey in order. Thank you, Dave Ramsey. My spiritual path has grown, again, through life experiences and, mostly challenging ones, but those are the ones that make us stronger, don't they? And, when we look back at them, we actually see that. So when you think about this health journey, and it's just, it just has, this path of it has its fingers in every aspect of our life. That's why it's so important to put so much focus to it, and we have this show to focus on it. Because we know if we don't feel good, if we're sick, if our confidence is low, we don't have as much to give to others, to those that we love. So, the important thing is take care of you. It's a hard thing to do sometimes because, you feel, first of all, you have time. We give so much to your work, to your customers, but you have to take care of you first, and then you can take care of those that you love. And it also, remember, you're leaving a legacy. You're leaving a legacy showing people that your health is important. They are watching, and, you are teaching them by showing them that you're going to do whatever it takes to be the best you there is, and it is absolutely whatever it takes. Find a way. So I'm asking you, you know, what brought you here to where you are today? Think about that. Reflect on that a little bit. You know, what do you want to celebrate? What do you want to change? I think most of us would look back and say there wouldn't be a whole lot we would change in our life, even the tough times, because it made us who we are. And, you know, we've learned and we're stronger for it, and we can share that wisdom with others. And so what is that? What do you want to share with others? Share your story. So I want you to press one and come in and chat. We are keeping the show right to an hour today. I love it because we've grown from an hour to an hour and a half. We'll chat all day if we can. But we're going to keep the show to an hour. And I just want to really look forward to talking with you and hearing what you want to share with others. So that's what we're going to do right now. We are going to go right off to Ohio. We're going to go talk to Becky. Becky, yeah, you're back in my home state. And I'm not there.
I know you're not here.
Dang. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to share a little experience I had these past couple of days. And the only thing that's changed is I've been ketogenic now for a couple of months, and I think that's the only, and, you know, wheat free and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I am horribly allergic to cats. I mean, like, definitely, cats have put me in the hospital with asthma attacks. Like, definitely allergic to cats. And we have some family up there in the Lodi area. And I go very infrequently because they have, like, three cats in the house. And so I went up there. We got up there Wednesday. I happened to stay in their house all night Wednesday and most of the day yesterday with nary a sniffle, a wheeze, a cough.
Oh, my
nothing.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So what do you attribute that to? What do you think?
That the only thing I can think is getting off the sugar and the wheat and all the bad junk has helped probably boost my immune system. I don't know. That's
right.
The only changes I've made. So
that is amazing. That is amazing. I think there is, and there are so many more benefits to the ketogenic diet, you know, like that. You know, it might just be the inflammation in your body and your weak and immune system beforehand just couldn't handle, you know, being around the cats. Oh, my gosh, Becky, that is really, really incredible.
Yeah, Russ couldn't believe
would
it.
Have,
they couldn't believe
I was,
it. I wouldn't have believed it
say.
Myself.
Yeah.
Russ was, he was just completely like, I can't even believe this is happening. I said, yeah, I know. Because like I said, that's why I told you how allergic I was before. I told you because it wasn't a small thing. I mean, I could be around a cat and in 20 minutes my face would be puffy, my eyes would be red and itchy and puffy, and I would go into a major asthma attack.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, that is
and the other
news.
Thing is I've done a long run now of 7 miles without gels, without booze, without carbs, without crap, without all that stuff.
That is fabulous. And, you know, I want to share with people. So people who don't know you, Becky, share a little bit about, you know, your running journey. That took a huge leap of trust, too, to trust that you were going to get your body in line to be able to work without all those, the gels and the goos. And what those gels and goos are, you guys, is there's these little packs of, and it's as concentrated as they are, they're gross, you know, these gels that are sugar. And for endurance athletes, we use those out, and what happens when you're using them, you have to keep pumping them in yourself. Like every 45 to an hour, you have to use those. And so that took a huge leap of faith, Becky, to first of all, you know, what you're doing with the ketogenic diet, and then especially with your endurance training, I am blown away. So what has that done for you? Because it couldn't have been an easy switch to just...
No, it wasn't an easy switch at first, and every time I go for a longer run, I think it's just going to be the one where I find out it doesn't work, you know, but so far that hasn't happened. But no, it's just, and my protein intake I have cut down.
How many?
Between 40 and 60. Yeah. And that seems to be the magic number. Carbs will float anywhere between 30 and 50. Some days are 30, some days are 15, some days are up to 50.
Okay.
It just kind of depends on what I'm doing. But the fat is always high. And, the 7-miler was about an hour and 40 minutes. No goose, no big carb intake, no gels. This is a step back weekend, but next weekend will be 9 miles, so we'll see how that goes.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear. What is, real quick, what's a typical day look like for you as far as what you eat, then?
I do the bulletproof coffee in the morning, and then around 1 o'clock-ish or so, or whenever I get hungry, I'll do maybe a big salad with a bunch of olive oil and salt, maybe some pepperoni slices, maybe some unleaned ground beef like 70-30 or 73-27 because it's like 2-1 fat to protein ratio. Some veggies, cabbage, broccoli, whatever. Or I'll do bacon and eggs. Sometimes I have one meal a day. Sometimes I have two. It just kind of some days, Russ and I were kind of talking. Some days you're hungry, and some days you can go all day and not eat. I don't know if that's just activity levels or what. The other thing that I've had that's kind of been confusing is we were talking about it when we drink the Fat Bomb coffee in the morning. Sometimes it feels like your body has turned into a blast furnace. So I don't know if that's metabolism kicking off. I don't know.
That's interesting.
But
we'll have to ask Kevin next week. We'll have to ask him.
Yeah, we have felt good though, and moving around, and so.
What do you have with you? You have a refrigerator. What do you have that you? And actually, you found it easier.
Yeah,
to store
I keep
food
salad
and eat
stuff.
This way.
Yeah, I keep salad stuff. When I go to the grocery store, I get like a pound and a half of pepperoni from the deli. I keep like strawberries and blueberries. I've now put unsweetened cacao, 100% cacao, in my coffee in the morning. So I get that in. I usually buy a little, sometimes chicken, but what I do is I get like the big packs of 70-30 hamburger because it's like double the fat to the protein ratio, and I make it in little meatballs, and so I know it's just easy for me to measure out if I need like 17 grams left of protein. I grab two meatballs if I can only have, but it's just easy for me to be able to look at it and measure it and know, okay, I'm here on my protein, I need to kind of finish out my day, this is what I can have.
Okay.
And also keep sausage, bacon, and eggs in here.
Okay. And you track, so apparently you track somewhere, so you know where. Where do you track at?
My Fitness Pal, even though it yells at me all the time about how I'm over on fat.
I know. Well, and that's a cool one because you can change the percentages in there as well.
Yeah.
So have you done that? Yeah.
Computer. And every time I'm on the computer, I forget about it until the thing starts going at me again. And so then I'm
so
just
fun.
Like, eh, whatever. But, I keep pretty close tabs on what I eat because I'm still unsure. I'm pretty sure, but I'm not confident in myself, I guess, to know where I've been during the day and what I need to do. And I actually will add starches. A couple of times a week, I'll do mashed potatoes. A whole lot. But I think that helps some days with the running and stuff like that. But I still keep it below a certain amount of carbs.
Yeah.
Even if I'm
doing
something like that.
Where do you train at? You're on the road. How many, when you're out, how long are you out for?
This time it'll be like 5 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, so... After when I go home here in mid-September, I won't be out as much because I'll be training for my first marathon at the end of the year, and so I won't be out as much. So
Yeah.
We're just kind of doing a push because we're buying a third truck right now. But wherever I can find to run. The other day I was in the at the pilot there at Lodi where 71 and 76 run together. I know you know where that is.
I know exactly where you are.
And those roads were way too busy and no shoulder. So I ran laps in the abandoned parking lot across the street.
Oh,
until
wow.
I hit 3 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
So
you found a way to get it done.
Just wherever you land, that's, you know, you kind of, some days I can't run because I can't find a safe place, but then I just make it up
the
next day.
Yeah, good for you. You found a way to get it done. You've been such an inspiration, Becky, because, I mean, oh, I wish I was running that Portland with you. Portland, okay, so you're doing the Portland Marathon. When is that?
I'm doing the half in Portland, and it's October 4th. And
okay.
Lisa is I know she's listening. She's supposed to be making a cool marathon sign to cheer me on. So I'm hoping she's got her crayons and her markers.
That is so funny. I'll have to get with her because I have a whole list of fun marathon sayings for signs. So, and I'll get her a cowbell, so you won't miss her, I'm sure. Her and Diesel, I'm sure, will be out there cheering you on. So, and your marathon is when?
The actual marathon is December 13th, I think. Either the 13th or the 15th. And it's in Bryan College Station, home of Texas A&M. So,
okay. That is great. Well, I am so proud of you. So proud of you. And I appreciate you sharing your story because that is so cool that who would have known with the – and actually when you look back at it, because one of the benefits of the ketogenic diet is inflammation in your body. And you know, we always think of inflammation as swelling and stuff like that, but it is. That is your internally, you know, the swelling that goes on. And that's actually – our society's biggest problem and the effect on the immune system now. And so you are also strengthening your immune system. And that is just incredible that you had that experience with what that did. You can be around family that has cats, too. So.
I can now. Yeah, the cat even got up next to me a couple of times. So I was truly amazed because I have never, ever been able – usually when I go there, I can only stay 15, 20 minutes, and I have to go. Stayed there all night and most of the next day. So.
Oh, good for you. That's so cool. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that because you've been such an inspiration with how you have really embraced this ketogenic diet out on the road, and your running out on the road is amazing. So it's exciting to see you. You did 3 half marathons last year, like boom, 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 and you help other people see what is possible. So thank you so much.
It is possible. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for keeping this on here, and I will see you soon.
I hope so. I hope so, Becky. You have a great weekend. Be safe.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, dear.
Bye, Kim.
So we're going to head off to Nevada here, and we're going to talk to Owen. Welcome to the show, Owen. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I am trying the ketogenic diet. I'm about a week into it. I'm relatively physically active. I'm actually training to do a big rafting trip in about 5 months. And so
Wait a minute, Owen, a rafting trip? Is that what you said?
Yeah, so I'm paddling the Grand Canyon, which is like 21 days.
Oh, my God.
It's 278 miles. It's a good
That's
time.
That's incredible.
So,
that is incredible.
But what I'm running into is what I've been reading on the ketogenic diet says that when you start out, you need to stay under 20 grams of carbs. And when I do that, I basically feel like crap. I can't do anything. I can't get it. And it... Where if I can keep it like 40 to 50, I don't, you know, I'm not going to say I feel great, but I can at least keep doing things. But the problem, what I've been reading is it says if you do that, you're never going to actually get over the hump. Is that, and you're never going to cross over? Is that the case?
No, I don't really agree with that. I have seen where, and I've even heard Kevin talk about this personally himself. Okay, so. So you're already a week into it. You know, a lot of times people can start off strong and that first week go 15 grams, you know, to kind of, just dive right in. But then 20 to 50 grams is where I just decide personally myself is what I shoot for. Now, I will play with that when I get my weight down to where I want to be. I'm going to actually try to see where 50 to 100 does for me with my endurance work running. So I'll have to see what works in that range. But 50 is my limit. And I think what you'll find when you have that, and again, keep your fat grams up along with that, but I think you might find that you're just actually going through that first couple weeks. And I should ask Becky how long it took her to get kind of fat adapted. I've heard anywhere from 2 weeks to, you know, like 6 to 8 weeks sometimes to become fat adapted. And if at any point in there you go out and have a carb fest, you will extend it even longer. But, that is going to be just hang in there a little bit longer. I would up your carbs a little bit more and see how you feel. Just, you're at 15 or so, you know, see where you're at with, you know, between 40 and 50.
Yeah, because, I mean, basically, I'm not really concerned about losing weight. I'm at, you know, I've basically have been pretty healthy. I've just heard amazing things about what it can do for you, and so I kind of want to try it.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what I would really recommend? There's a movie, and you might really love this, because these people rode a 45-day row. It's called Run on Fat. The movie's called Run on Fat, and it's with Dr. Steve Finney, but he has the couple actually, he's was a professional Ironman. She was an endurance runner, or is an endurance runner. And they did it completely ketogenic. They rode from the United States. I thought it was from U.S. to Hawaii. I'll have to see it. But it's called Run on Fat. You can run it for like $4.99. I wish I would have bought it, because it's one of those movies that I would watch over and over again because it's very inspiring. But they were fat adapted, and that's what Becky's doing. That's what I'm doing is trying to get my point where I'm fat adapted to be able to do my endurance stuff without the added carbs. But it is a process. It really is. It kind of stinks because it is like a step back to go 2 steps forward. So I just encourage you to hang on there.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been – but that's the whole with the carbohydrates. So I'll just try cutting those. I mean, obviously, it's all – you know, I probably haven't had bread in 6 months. I gave that up a long time ago.
Great. And, you know, when I say carbs, it's the carbs from the good carbs. You know, it's from vegetables, and it's with the higher fat, like, you know, the nut butters. I buy the little packets of, oh, my gosh, who is the guy? Is it Jason? Oh, my gosh, nut butters in a packet. I have to find my little water bottle. But I use those. I mean, and it's called Justin's. Justin's nut butters, you can buy a little packet. So those are good, you know, if you're training too for this long raft trip, to have on hand as well.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of the peppers. That's what I snack on all the time. I don't know why I love them.
what? Those little mini peppers?
Like bell peppers. You just cut them in half.
And then you just
throw those in a container, and as I'm snacking, that's kind of, I probably eat 4 or 5 of those things a day.
good for you.
But I've been doing that a long time. But yeah, okay. So it's you just have to cross over, and you just have to deal. And I guess I'll just have to tone down the workouts, because that's the big thing. Is that I just don't have the energy to be able to really do, you know? I go out and work out and I'm exhausted.
I know. And watch your, you know, watch your sodium. But I mean, as far as having extra sodium, I have to make sure that I am getting my sodium in too.
Yeah, bone broth works well for that.
Okay. I haven't done the bone broth. Yeah, okay. I'll have to find some of that. I use bouillon or just.
Yeah, because it has a ton of sodium. I like that at least. You just drink that. And it seems, because it's pure fat, it's basically pure fat and has a ton of sodium in it.
Yeah, okay.
Which is,
kills two birds with one. Yeah, and it sounds like you're doing everything great. So, you know, just maybe add a, you know, a little bit more of the, and that's what, you know, like avocados, you can get some good fat and a little bit more carbs in there as well. So play with that and see how you feel. Really, really pay attention to how you feel.
Yeah, that's good. That's what I was running into is when you cut it down to 20, it's just I feel like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that sounds perfect. And thank you much for what you do. And hopefully I'll cross over at some point and get on the other side.
Keep us updated. Oh, my gosh. Keep us updated and keep us updated on your raft trip. That sounds phenomenal. That sounds so exciting.
Oh, I have known a lot of people. It's a fun way to go. You row for like 5 hours, 4 to 5 hours a day. And then you're on the floor of the Grand. So you spend the rest of the time hiking all around and exploring and climbing.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
There's tons of climbing all around in there, and you basically just play down there.
That is incredible. 5 months.
It's
good for you.
It's a good time. So, cool. Thank you very much for your help. And
Thanks, Owen.
Yep. Bye.
Yeah. Keep us updated, okay?
I will.
Bye now. Okay. Well, hey, let's head to Arizona and let's talk to Pete. Pete, how are you?
How are you? I've been on the diet for about 3 weeks, and my question is, how do you know, I know I'm in a ketosis state because I bought the strips and stuff, and I got there pretty quick. I think it was like 3-4 days.
Usually after 3 days, you can tell, yeah.
Yeah, so that's, it went pretty quick for me, and, my appetite is down to nothing. While I was at home, I was doing the coffee and the mixer and stuff. Once I'm on the road, I don't like the mess, but I can take that coconut MCT oil and actually gulp a little bit of it down. It sounds kind of gross. And then I take either whole milk, just a little glass, for example, the thing that holds your pills, like when you take pills, so it's a couple ounces of whole milk, and that seems to calm my stomach down. I can handle the oil, and I'll be good till 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I can repeat that and keep going all day without eating anything. One day I was sort of running out of gas, and I wanted to make it York, Nebraska, and I was about 150 miles away, and I was kind of pooped. I wanted to sleep. I pulled in the rest area, went to the bathroom, made myself 2 pieces of bacon, and all of a sudden started driving. Hell, I could have gone to Ogallala. I mean, it seemed like I got energy galore. What I have to do now is cut the oil intake or fat intake towards the end of the night because it's doing what coffee usually does to people. Then I have a hard time sleeping.
Yeah.
Because I just got too much energy.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Isn't that so cool? What I think I'm loving from everybody doing this is that people are really taking notice about or being aware of what is going on in their bodies. Eat this or drink this and it does this, so I'm going to shift and do this instead. Where before, we would just eat, feel like crap, get up and eat again. We just thought of the way that it was. But now what's happening is people are being more mindful like you are, and you're noticing and you're shifting and you're tweaking it to find out what works best for you. And that is just so cool.
Oh,
I love it.
Okay.
So what are some other benefits you're getting?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I know I lost 7 pounds the first 2 weeks, probably another 2.5 weeks. And I think I've dropped, just by where my belt is, I probably dropped another 5 pounds.
Yeah,
so,
great.
I'm pretty happy with that. But, my only concern was, every once in a while I get some muscle ache, on my shoulders. But I had them a lot worse before I started this diet.
Mm-hmm.
I like starting out my day with push-ups and stuff, but it got to a point where my shoulders would hurt so much that I'd have a hard time doing push-ups, so I stopped doing them. And now I'm getting back into it where, I'm still overweight because I'm 210, you know, and I'm 5'8", but I got myself up to 7, so what do you call it? It's getting there, and my goal is to get back up to doing 25 every morning. So, that was my concern is, what do you call it? I thought maybe the muscle ache and stuff, that I might be in the muscle burning mode instead of the fat burning mode.
You know what? And I, to be very honest, and that's where we're going to try to bring Kevin on for this. I do not know where that is. You know what I mean? Where that level of, and I know exactly what you're saying. So that's a very, very good point. So if you hang on, I'm going to put you back on hold. We're going to try to, you know, Kevin's down at Gast right now. We're going to try to get a hold of him because he would love this, be able to help with this. And I'm very interested as well. I just apologize. I'm not knowledgeable where that point is.
We're all learning. We're all learning.
I know. And isn't that
cool?
It really, really is, and it's fascinating. And I'm so proud of everybody for taking taking accountability for themselves and saying I'm going to go learn stuff. And it's just wonderful. So, Pete, if it's okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. And if you get a hold of Kevin, we're going to bring him on. If not, Kevin's going to be back with us on next week, and I want to hear his take on this because I know he's done a ton of research.
Okay,
sound
great.
Good?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, Pete.
Thank you.
Great job, and thanks so much for sharing. Thank you. Okay, we are going to have you guys. I'm just so grateful you guys are here today and that you're sharing and asking questions. And let us know what you need, okay? If there's something you're struggling with out there, and you don't even have to go on the show, just press 1 and talk to Brittany and say, hey, you know, we'd love to learn about this, or I'm having some challenge with this, like maybe it would be a good show. And that's what we want to hear from you guys on, because this is your show, and we will bring it to you of where you are and what you need. So, like I said, you don't necessarily have to get into the show, but you can share with Brittany what you want us to talk about. So, let me see, just a minute. I am going to grab Lisa out here because she went and tracked down Kevin. See how we can do this? We can track down you guys. Here we are. I think. Hang on, you guys. Okay. Hey, Kevin, is this you or Lisa? Hello there. Hello, Kevin? Okay, let's try this again. Thanks for hanging here, you guys. We've made some adjustments to our soundboard here, so finding our way. Let me try this one more time. Hi, Kevin. Hello? He's over at GATT there, so we'll see. He's got a good signal inside. I don't know how many of you guys are over done at GATT. There's a lot of good stuff going on there. Okay, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to go instead. Let's try to go to Wisconsin here and talk to Wes, and I'm going to see what Lisa can do to help us get Kevin on there because that'll be so cool. He would love to answer this question. So, hey, Wes, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, hello. I'm kind of new to this thing about dieting. Never really tried anything in that, but everybody's talking about grams of carbs and grams of protein, and I'm going like, okay, I never even bothered to take science in high school. I don't know.
I know. So tell me a little bit more. Like, what brought you to want to look at this or want to learn about it? Are you looking to, you know, where are you at with your health? And tell me a little bit more.
64. I was turned 64 last month. I was diagnosed in 2001 as a type 2 diabetic.
Okay.
Last fall, I was on late last fall around Thanksgiving time. I was in to see my doctor and, you know, for them quarterly checkups they want to do all the time.
Right.
And I weighed 356 at that point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They changed my meds around and said, okay, go play in traffic or whatever, you know. And then Kevin starts talking about this diet and that, and we were actually out on the coast the first week in June for a graduation, and after I got back from that, I decided that I was going to try this, and started by cutting out the bread and, you know, leaving most years, and then I went from that to, you know, where I don't have a lot of stuff on the truck yet. I got some salami and some cheese curds and, you know, some nuts and a few things like that, but I don't have a lot of, and, well, I lost 24 pounds between, you know, before my physical was the first week in August here. And just wanted to make sure I'm going in the right direction as far as portions and types of things I'm eating, you know, because, you know, and like I say, I have no idea about grams of carbs and, you know, that type of thing. You know, if it didn't get a label on it and says how much, I'm lost.
Yeah, and you know what? It's just, you know, first of all, you know, it sounds like, you know, if you are reading labels. And sometimes when I first did this in 2007, Wes, I didn't, you know, there were no trackers. There was no, like, MyFitnessPal that you might hear us talking about where you track everything. If you are cutting out the breads and you are, you know, eating moderate protein, and when I'm talking about, you know, like, you know, your chicken, when they say, like, the size of your fist, or and you're getting your good fats in, you're eating eggs, I eat avocados, you do the coconut oil, and having some veggies, and, you know, and you can have as many vegetables, too, as you want, then you don't necessarily have to, you know, first step, you don't need to have to count all those different things or track them. But then what you're going to find is, it sounds like you might be getting there, you want to take it a step further and, like, dial in a little bit more and start tracking, because it's just like, you know, like, we talk a lot about, you know, we track on our fuel gauges, you know, everybody tracks their fuel mileage and that to get the best mileage. And if you don't, and so with our profit gauges, you know, tracking your numbers, because if you don't know your numbers, you don't know where to make adjustments to. So, you know, you might even consider doing that for a week, you know, MyFitnessPal.com, and logging your food, because it might help you. And it's just that next step of learning, you know, what we're eating and what we're doing, learning more about it. So, I mean, is that something that sounds like you could possibly do to help take this a step further and track it, and then let us, you know, help you take a look at that?
Wow, I'm having trouble hearing you here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me do this, Wes. And I know, like I said, Kevin is here with us because he's with us at the show. And I want to get his take on this because, first of all, I applaud you so very much for the steps you have taken. And you said you lost the 24 pounds. I mean, like, what else have you experienced that you feel good about?
Oh, I know I'm a lot less hungry than I used to be. You know, I mean, as far as, you know, appetite control is way up, you know, that way.
Great.
You know, I just went to a afternoon to a truck stop, you know, because I figured I ought to pretty soon, you know, kind of,
yeah.
You know, I ate yesterday afternoon in the truck stop, and then I had, you know, some cheese and salami last night, rather late, and I was up two or three times overnight with loading and whatnot. And I had a little more salami this morning and some cheese and a few handful of cashews. And then I, you know, before I hit the road, and I figured I probably should stop and eat, you know, there for a while, you know, at that point. And then, but I go in the truck stop, I always order, you know, something I, you know, like, well, that was a hamburger steak breakfast, you know, that time, and I asked for something besides potatoes, you know, and I wound up with cheese and tomato slices instead of tomatoes and bread on the meal.
Right. Well, it sounds good. I mean, you're making some huge adjustments there and you know, reaping the rewards from that. But it sounds like, so let me do this. I'm going to see if Kevin's here again because he's been listening. Kevin, are you there?
I am.
Oh, good. Okay, there we go. I don't know if you got to hear what Wes was talking. He's new to, you know, he started listening to you and with the ketogenic diet. You know, he was, you know, with the type 2. Weight was up, and you know, and I love how he said, you know, we never used to count all these grams and this and that, so wasn't quite sure where it fit into how he was eating, but he's made some huge strides as far as cutting things out. So I don't know if you had any pointers for him.
Yeah, I do. You know, he's definitely on the right track. He's seeing the results. The weight's coming off. His blood sugar is stabilizing. Those are all absolute signs that you're on the right track. The counting seems a little overwhelming in the beginning. I'm going to try to give you some ways to make that a little easier. And what you'll find is that you don't have to do that forever. I can go through my day now, never look at a label, know what I eat, know what I can eat, know what my limits are. And I'm going to help you make that a little easier. So the thing to keep in mind, again, this is high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carbohydrate. The carbohydrates are whatever your body can tolerate. If you've been a type 2 diabetic, your carbohydrate tolerance is going to be extremely low in the beginning. And when I say the beginning, it might be a year. And you might be able to readjust after months, but in the beginning, for a type 2 diabetic, I tell people, try to make that carbohydrate level about 20 to 30 grams a day. It's got to be really low for somebody who is type 2 diabetic because you are very carb intolerant right now. Protein, 80 grams a day or so is a good target. And fat, until you're satisfied. You know, don't starve yourself. Don't fall into the trap of thinking, well, if I've cut out the carbohydrates and I cut back on the fat, I'll lose even more weight. Don't do that. You won't lose weight. You won't feel good. Eat fat until you're satisfied. Watch your carbohydrate and protein. When I look at a label for meat, for example, I want more fat than, and most meats are more protein than fat because we've leaned everything out so much. So you've got to search out those fattier cuts of meat. You've got to eat it with more additional fats, avocados, nuts, butter, olive oils, the good fats, and just watch that lean protein. It's too easy to overdo that. Eat as many vegetables as you want. You're not going to get too many carbohydrates from vegetables. And then just feel what works. Your body will start telling you what works and what doesn't. And I think you're already seeing this. I think you're seeing, you know, the weight come off. You're seeing the energy level stabilized. You talk about your hunger being under control. That is an absolute sign that you're on the right track. The hunger management means that you've stabilized your blood sugar, and that's the biggest key to this whole thing. And your body will start burning fat for energy. It's already doing it some. the longer you do this, the better it gets. I mean, 6 and 7 months into this, I'm still seeing new benefits show up. So I don't think that you are off track at all. I know you're getting a little confused by the grams and that. Don't overthink it. Just remember that you are seeking out fat as your primary source of food and energy. You need some protein, and lots of vegetables are always good. So as long as you're staying away from the sugars, the bread, the grains, and fruit, you got to be careful with the fruit. Don't overdo that part of it either. And when you eat fruit, it should be berries and fruit that doesn't taste overly sweet. Trust your taste buds when it comes to fruit. If you ever go out in the wild and you can find a blackberry or a strawberry in the wild, taste one once. Nothing like what you get in a store. So trust your taste buds. If it tastes sweet, it's high in sugar. You know, so sometimes we don't even need a label. But really, in the beginning, you are going to want to watch the labels and you are going to want to count the grams. But don't get discouraged and think you have to do this the rest of your life. You'll figure it out. You'll start to know what you can eat, and you'll feel this.
How's that sound, Wes?
It sounds like I've done most everything there. You know, a little bit anyway. You know, my blood sugar is down. Now I've been below 150 since 4th of July.
Excellent.
You know, like that. And so when I started telling her there earlier, you know, last November when I was into the doctor, I had spiked back then for some reason. Something else was going on, but I'd get 523 at that point, that day. I don't know what else. You know, they changed a bunch of stuff around on my meds and a few things, and I started to feel a little better there for a while, and then you start talking about the diet and that, and I, so after we got back from the coast in June, you know, I had to go watch those grandkids get graduated. And then I started, you know, cutting back on bread and potatoes, and before long it wasn't hard at all to, you know, order something else instead, you know, that type of thing. You know, I've never been real big on sugar, you know, sweet things that way. Hopefully I'm going in the right direction.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. So, yeah, well, thanks. And Kevin, thanks for popping in there. And I know we were bringing you in here to talk to I love everybody's questions and the things that they're experiencing with this, getting their health on track here with this. So thanks for popping in and helping with Wes. And Wes, keep up the great work. And call back, okay? Call back and let us know how you're doing. Kevin, do you have, like, 2 more minutes here? I know you're at gas and are really busy. Tell me what you think, if we can do one more question here. Oops, I think we lost them, you guys. I think we lost them. So we were lucky enough. I'm glad he got to pop in there for a little bit. So anyways, let's head here to Minnesota and talk to Gary. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hi. I just had
How are you?
Question on, I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yes, I didn't catch any of the previous part of the show. I just jumped in the truck and I just called in because it popped up. But my question was, on a ketogenic diet, can you have popcorn at all?
I mean, personally, myself, I wouldn't choose to, because you're dealing with carbs there. And you got to choose which way you're going to use carbs. So, popcorn, it's pretty high in carbs to me. Like two cups is like 21 grams of carbs. So, and it's, you know,
Okay. Mm-hmm. My background is that, you know, I'm not a very big guy, but I was up to 185 pounds. My normal weight is usually around 160 some. And I started, I just quit eating all sugars and quit eating all, no potatoes, no beets, no grains. And I dropped 15 pounds in about a month and a half. And that's right where I'm sitting. I've been, you know, pretty much sitting at that same weight, but I have not incorporated exercise much yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just wondering what, you know, I haven't found a chart that I, you know, what I can eat and what I can't eat. But like I said, I've just been reading the labels and no sugar, except for all the nuts that I seem to be buying have 1 gram of sugar.
You know what, and I agree with that because I know I have almonds and it pops up on my fitness pile the same way. And tell you the truth, I don't know where that comes from. And I even eat raw almonds. And I'll tell you, okay, so you're cutting out the carbs and stuff. You know, we talk about no grains as well, and popcorn is a grain. So that's where all that happens, the grains in there. So maybe, you know, what do you like about popcorn? Is that one of your, like, go-to foods that you enjoy?
Oh, it's just something to munch on once in a while. I mean, I've had in the past probably 3 months, I think I've had popcorn twice. You know, so it's nothing that I need. You know, it's just it was just one of those. It was just one of those habits that I had over the years, and you know, and can I just keep one of these habits?
You know what? You have to. I'm one of those that fully believe, and just know, you know, as long as it doesn't roll into, I think we had Pete Thomas on the show, and he calls it like a death circle almost. Like sometimes, you know, as long as you don't, you know, go out and enjoy your popcorn, but then don't get up in the morning or that night or something and think, oh, I've had popcorn, like I've blown it. So you just keep going. Enjoy it then, you know? But know that it will have some effects. You know, if I was in ketosis and I went to the movies and ate a big thing of popcorn, I'm going to know I've knocked myself out the next day and I'm going to have to work for the next 3 days to get myself back into ketosis. So, but you just make an educated choice and don't let yourself feel deprived. If that is your thing, then enjoy it. And trust me, if I'm going to a birthday, if it's my birthday, I'm going to have cake, you know, but I know what it's going to do. And you make that choice. You make that choice. So,
That's kind of funny. I was at a birthday party just last weekend and they had cake and ice cream, and I didn't eat any of it. I just skipped it. I love cake. I always have, you know. And but I didn't have any. So just figured I'm into this. I like it. I feel good. I'm gonna keep doing
it. Good for you. Yeah, good for you. Yeah, and that's what sometimes it comes down to, you know, you make that choice. And that's a cool kind of place to be, you know, to have that spot where you say, you know what, I love that, but it's not worth it. And that is just a really good place to be. So good for you.
Yep. I wish I could find a beer that wasn't made from grain. I'd like to have a beer.
Well, you know what? That's a good question because I know, like, there's gluten-free beers, which actually kind of sounds kind of funny. I can make a gluten-free beer. But they do. They do have – so do some Googling out there and see what's available because, you know, I personally like wine. That's my thing. And so I will enjoy some red wine. That's better than, you know, some of it in its sugar. So, but I will still enjoy a glass and I will enjoy it more than I've ever had before, you know, because – beers out there.
But will the glass of wine bring you out of ketosis or do you just jump right back into ketosis, you know, within, you know, a day or two?
I will tell you, because I've measured this, 1 to 2 glasses does not throw me out of ketosis. If I have a bottle, that would. So, I seem to just enjoy it better than two. You just appreciate it more when I won't just, you know, knock back a glass. I'll sit and enjoy it because I love that part. It's more mindful. You're just being more mindful of what you're eating. And I think before, you know, we just, you know, eat it for whatever, you know, so Find the no-grain beer and have it nice and cold and sit down and just really enjoy every bit of it. And it's kind of cool. You'll finally go to a different level of enjoying your beer. So.
Yeah.
And let us know what that is. Let us know some good ones.
That is, it is a lot easier now. And I don't have any food cravings or whatever. It's great, you know. But like I said, you know, when I sit and watch TV, I'd like to just have a little popcorn on.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah, so. And again, do that, but you know, do it mindfully and do it, you know, when you make a choice and then gauge how it feels, and you might find that, you know what, that wasn't worth it, or it was, you know, and.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, well,
wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Gary, thanks for calling in. I hope you call again, you know, the show's coming up. Okay, well, hey, we're going to head to Ohio here. We've got time for a couple more calls. We're going to go to Ohio and talk to John. John, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing today?
Oh, I am doing great. So where are you at in Ohio? My home state.
North Canton.
Really? So
in your old backyard.
It is in my old backyard.
Ma'am.
I hear they're having beautiful weather up there. They don't have any kind of hurricane on their way.
No. It is beautiful.
Okay.
So, things. First and foremost, happy birthday, Lori Fuller.
Oh, our team member Lori had a birthday just this last week. Yes.
Yes.
That's
Secondly,
nice.
My question is for you or anybody else in the audience that may know the answer. Prior to changing over my diet, I was taking 3 different arthritis medicines. I have been completely off of them for over 4 months now. But
congratulations.
Thank you. Every once in a while, I still get a little bit of pain in my hands from my RA. But it's nowhere near the level that it was in the past. I was wondering, is there something that I can use that's more of a natural remedy to kind of tamp that down a little?
Oh, so you're following this. Are you following the low carb, no grain, John?
Oh yeah, no sugar, no grain, fat. Yeah, I suspect, although I'm not measuring it, I suspect I'm in ketosis. If I'm not there, I'm really close to it and slightly maybe in and out. The only thing that I may get a little crazy with is I probably eat more berries than I probably should. I eat blueberries and cranberries every single day with my yogurt. And I will not stop that, but I try to.
Yeah, okay. Because you buy the dry cranberries?
Oh, no. I only use either fresh or frozen.
Nice. Okay. But that gives
Yeah,
a little,
no, dried blueberries got way too much sugar in them.
Yeah, you knew where I was going with that. You're on to me.
Yep.
Let me ask you this, John, because, you know, and I didn't realize you dealt with RA. I did not know that. Oh.
Yeah, for quite a while I had.
Okay, so yeah, hoping this whole diet helps because of the, you know, the inflammation. Do you? This is the one thing, and Brittany's really good at it, and I've got to get back to it. Have you ever done that, like apple cider vinegar in the morning?
Up until I ran out about 2 weeks ago, I was carrying apple cider vinegar in the truck. And I was replacing, I actually dropped 9 of my medicines. I was taking 9 different prescriptions up until I changed my diet over. And one of them was actually the longest running medicine that I've taken was for my reflux. And I started using apple cider vinegar to replace that medicine whenever I had a little bit of heartburn. And it was such a huge difference. And up until about 2 weeks ago, I was carrying it on my truck, and I ran out. And quite honestly, I just have not had any need, so I haven't bought it yet.
Okay. I just think it's that.
But that's good for arthritis?
It's good for your inflammation, like by internal. It's an anti-inflammatory. So if you've noticed since you stopped having it that maybe your joints hurt a little more,
I didn't make that correlation, but
yep.
Now that you say it, it mm-hmm. is probably mm-hmm. about 2 weeks that I started getting a little bit more hand pain. So, my oh my, I guess I should go back to that.
Mm-hmm. It's just, okay. it's almost like an instant thing with your pH of your body. The only other thing I was thinking about, because I'll do this with running, is Epsom salt. I would do a warm Epsom salt bath. But you can also do that just like with your hands too, some Epsom salts. And you get the magnesium from that as well, which is also great on the ketosis diet, you know, to get some more in your body that way. So, you know,
you
may want to – Epsom salt.
Epsom salt, okay, yes.
Pick some up at, you know, like a drugstore and put some in some warm water and soak your hands a mm-hmm. little bit and try that as well. Because I use that, and it's actually, like I said, it's the magnesium that you get from that is beneficial on the whole ketogenic diet.
Okay, and how much of the apple cider vinegar with mother should I be taking? Tablespoon, two tablespoons?
You know what? I did 2 tablespoons. I've asked Brittany. So you really want to, and you get the unfiltered. She always gets on me about this. Unfiltered, unpasteurized, natural with the mother. It's a brag.
Right, with mother, right. Yeah, the whole, mm-hmm. the real deal, right.
Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, you can buy it by the gallon. So she actually does 1 tablespoon 3 times a day. I've done it when I have it. I need to get some more because I haven't replenished since I'm down here. I just had it in the morning before my coffee, kind of to offset my coffee. spread it throughout the day. Yep.
Okay. I will definitely go back to that, and I will. I was just about to say, you took the words out of my mouth. I'm gonna try it, and then I'll get back to you guys in 2 weeks and let you know what my results are.
And isn't that the coolest thing? That's what I love. What everybody is doing. You know, they know it's like a process, and you're trying to figure out, and you're just paying more attention to your body. And I think that is absolutely one of the best things that has come about by, Let's Start Bringing This Health Show and Kevin bringing the ketogenic diet, and it's incredible. So I hand it to you guys for doing the work.
Well, I think it's awesome. Yeah. We've been all looking at our oil sample years to see what's going on inside our motors, and we've never done that with our bodies.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, John, well, hey, have a great weekend in North Canton. I'm jealous.
Yeah, I think I'm going downtown Akron. They have a really cool display of a Devo photo down there that's like life-size that I got to take a picture of.
Oh, very cool.
Did you know
Devo
was from Akron?
Yes, I did. Brittany is my girl that knows all that stuff down there. Check out, I'm going to give you 2 things. Check out. If anybody's in Akron, check out this. So there's Rubber City Clothing Company, a real cool t-shirt that's downtown. But on the weekends, we have Lock 3 down there, John, where they get live tribute bands and people are just sitting outside. And it's just, it sounds like it's a wonderful weekend up there. And Lisa
Rubber
told
City
me to tell you to go.
Company, and what was the second thing?
Lock 3. It's right downtown Akron.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's fabulous. Just outdoor music, and it's really it's just so vibrant. And Lisa said to go to Rock Me's in North Canton.
Rock Me's
is a restaurant.
Yeah,
Rock Me's.
Yes, I actually know. You have to, for us people, we have to order off of the menu.
See, you got all our Ohio girls here throwing things at you. So, okay, John,
thank you, I look forward to hearing,
and thanks for popping in and doing the work, doing the hard work to be good and healthy,
thank you,
John.
You rock. You totally
thanks.
Rock.
Oh, you're so sweet. We'll talk to you soon. Bye, John. Okay, we're going to do one more question, you guys, because Steve's out here from Arizona, and so, Steve, welcome to the show. How are you tonight? Hi, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yes, I was wondering about that summer sausage. Where, how much summer sausage can you eat?
Well, the only thing I think of was there, and that's probably a good snack to have on hand too. And this is the thing I had to start watching with this was the protein level. So, you know, I just looked at it real quick. You've got about 3 grams of protein in a slice of it, and this is where it helps to, like, track stuff, you know, to have an idea, because I had no idea before. So it says, like, one slice, and it says 23 grams. You know, that might be a pretty good slice there. It has, like, 3.5 grams of protein. So you just have to gauge, if you're having some summer sausage with cheese, you have to just watch your protein levels there. I wouldn't worry too much about the fat in it. And that's what we used to always worry about with summer sausage. We used to always worry about the fat. Just watch your total protein consumption if you were just, you know, knocking back slices of summer sausage with cheese, you know. That's what I would be careful about.
All right. Okay,
okay.
Yeah,
that makes
sense. The other day that you could eat that summer sausage, and I picked that up, and I ate 4 or 5, 6 slices of that at a time, but I guess I need to cut back a little bit on that.
Well, maybe. I would just, you know, it might be, and like Kevin was saying with Wes, you know, you don't have to measure forever. You know, like if you can just, and I always have to do this, like an avocado, for example, I weigh them right now because I had no idea. So, you know, half an avocado I know is about 50 grams. So you might just have to, you know, even have them weigh that in the store or something to say, let me know how much, so you get a visual idea of how much this, like this piece of summer sausage is, you know. It's just educating yourself on what is in that. And then take into account with your whole day. I mean, if you, you know, and just weigh it out. If you really enjoy summer sausage, then, you know, you just go light the other part of the day. And, you know, instead of overloading on that. I think that's one of those snack type foods that you could knock back a bunch of it without really realizing how much you're taking in.
Okay.
But
what about bacon and eggs in the morning? That's a good bacon and eggs?
Yeah, that's actually, yep, and, you know, same thing. You know, you're getting some good protein, some good fats in there. You won't be hungry forever once you have that. But, you know, you got to watch, you know, like Kevin was talking with eggs, you know, eggs have some good protein. I used to strictly eat egg whites, you know, was really loading up on protein, and that was kind of stalling myself there. So I had to find a balance. I'll do, you know, half and half with some egg whites and eggs. But that's my go-to breakfast. Because it gives me everything I need there. And I'll throw some avocado in it to get some good healthy fats. And I actually have to be, I mean, I'm not hungry for probably the rest of the day. That's a great
right.
breakfast. Yeah. So how long have you been doing this, Steve?
Oh, about the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Okay. And how have you been feeling? What benefits have you seen?
I've lost probably 10 pounds so far, but I'm still trying to dial in on it. I'm getting a grasp of what I'm eating. I can't eat. I eat good stuff, but I'm just still dialing in on it.
Yeah, yeah. So good for you. You're being really aware. And, you know, some of the challenge with a ketosis diet sometimes can be, if you look at, you know, you can get, it's actually simple because it cuts out a lot of choices, but you might want to, that's after a while, I'll go out on Pinterest and Google to find different recipes to do or just different meal ideas to change up maybe what I'm having for breakfast or what I'm having for lunch. There's so much information out there on the web to help with food lists, just change up and make you aware. So there's a real good one. We'll post some links on the Destination Health Facebook page to give you some links to go look at for some, like, food lists and so forth, okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Sounds good. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Have a nice day.
You too. Be safe out there. Oh, you guys have humbled me once again. I just love chatting with you. So, you know, this is another, as we wrap up here, so the journey's much easier when you're not carrying your past with you. So wherever you are in this journey, just focus on today. Be the best you can today. And just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. And stick close with us because we are doing this together. We're a community here that is just supporting each other. So go find us on Twitter, Let's Trek Health. Facebook page, Destination Health on Audio Road Network. Pinterest, we're starting to build a Pinterest page out there with recipe ideas and any kind of links for information. I think what is the best thing that we've gotten from going down this road is that we're all learning more and invested in learning. So stick with us. Next week, Kevin's going to be back on the show, and so bring your questions. And he will be here to help you. I just really appreciate it. He's done so much research, and it's just such a gift of his, and he's bringing it to the show, and that is so exciting. So I thank you with my whole heart for being a part of my journey, and until next week, keep learning, keep moving, be committed to you, and be a leader out there on the roads and at home in this health journey. We love to say be healthy, be fit, do the hard work, and master this journey to health. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Be safe, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Bye for now.